Brothers and sisters, I have come to testify. Too long have I lived under the tyranny and repression of the evil that shall not be named. Too long have I survived with the shackles of the evil that was that place that imprisoned me. For so many years I did suffer in silence while I was fed scraps and lived on shit. But no more, for I am free, and I have seen the light. Praise Jesus. Can I get an amen, Donald?
Hallelujah. Amen,
amen, brother. Free at last. Free at last. Fuck you, motherfuckers. I'm free at last.
All right, Mike.
Wow, I got a little bit in the red there. I'm going to back it off a little bit. Just had to say that.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
I'm doing awful. I got fired from my job, but we're not going to talk about that. Because you still work there, and my wife still works there, and I don't want to... jeopardize y'all's employment, but Mike is a free agent. Look out, motherfuckers. Here I come.
You have more time to record now.
More time to record, work on some comedy, do some bits,
yeah.
Some conversation. I wrote a bunch of new conversations with my roommate, Jesus. Jesus. Conversations with Jesus. With Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, my mother-in-law's in the next room. She probably thinks we're fucking crazy.
Yeah, disclosed information. I mean,
what can I say anything about the place?
No, we're in a disclosed location.
Oh, an undisclosed location. Yes, this is the first time we're recording at my house. We're in the command center.
Yeah, and I got to say something else. It's pretty cool.
I'm a fucking nerd. I've got like 3-4 monitors going, like 7 computers running, and it's hotter than fucking hell in here with all the CPUs.
It should sound really nice.
But all the CPUs, wow.
CPU.
No, it's CPUs. That's what I was talking about. The computer components that kick out the heat and whatnot.
Oh, that's why it's so hot.
You know what pisses me off the most? I'm going to throw this out there because I already put it on Facebook and whatnot, and I don't care because I'm not going to say anybody's name. But you realize the fact that I got fired by an illiterate redneck who barely passed high school and has drank away his own jawline? Isn't that awful? Fucking awesome.
My name's Fred, and I endorse
this message. Yes, this is not our normal podcast. This is a podcast Taking the Big Bus by Phil and Fred. We are in no way related to Michael Casey and Donald Brock.
Not at all.
So, commence with the shit slinging and mud throwing. No, I've been fired, finito, shit can, kicked out, banned, exiled, removed from the premises.
But you're still getting unemployment, so...
Yes, I filed for all my unemployment shit, which is, everybody was telling me it was a bitch. It was dramatically easy. I just called them, and it took me twice to get through.
And you make twice as much money on it.
Actually, no, I'm making less. Everybody was telling me I was going to get a buttload of money, and I'm making less by about $600.
Wow.
Yeah, so, well, no, that's, you know, a month, $600 a month, not a pay period. Because I guess they, I don't know if they pay you weekly or biweekly or semi-annually or... I don't remember.
I used to do unemployment when I was a logger.
Oh, seasonal unemployment?
Yeah.
Yeah. They asked me a shit ton of questions and whatnot.
Nice.
But it was a lot easier than I thought. Because everybody was like, oh, just go online and do the little form online, the internet apply UI. And they give these little questionnaires and you click on them. Everybody's like, you just fill it out there. And well, the way I answered my questions, like, have you been employed for the last 18 months? Yes. Have you... asked for fucking handouts in the last 18 months? No. Well, then you need to talk to a representative. This form's not for you.
What?
Yeah, so I had to wait and call. And it sucked, too, because I guess California was trying to do a deadline extension thingy. The Congress was going to vote on a deadline extension for unemployment. And they still haven't heard back from them, and they're pretty sure it's not going to happen. And this was when it, like, hit. Everybody's checks were ending last week that was on, you know, waiting for an extension or on a previous extension. And so they had this big, long fucking message at the beginning that took forever to fucking sit and listen to. It was like, if you are calling about a deadline extension, or because your deadline extension just ended and you have not received a check for the week of June 12th, it is because Congress blah, 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 talking.
Scapegoat. Something to hide behind.
Oh, it fucking sucks.
In other words, you're not getting your check. You're just...
Well, no, it's the people who's have passed their extension.
Yeah.
They've already used their 26 months, because you get 26 months. So this is people that have already used their 26 months plus some, or people that have just finished their 26 months and were looking for an extension.
But here in Butte County, unemployment rates have went down.
Oh, we have less people without jobs?
Yes, but it'll go back up as soon as all these census takers go back.
You know, I've been practicing for my new career.
That was supposed to be funny.
I've been practicing for my new career. Tell me what you think. It involves kind of what we're doing right now.
Love your large fry. No cheese. Extra onion.
Am I doing good?
Can I have fries?
Can I get a chicken McFuggy meal? Thank you. And a large fry.
No, just thank you.
Can you picture me at Burger King with a fucking mic? Because Burger King uses the microphones. Could you picture me with a fucking loudspeaker at any job? Just me, just be like,
what will happen, huh?
Shit, piss ass, fuck, blah, blah, blah.
Who said that? Somebody's gonna be fired. God damn it.
Whopper, no cheese.
You're not old enough to go stand at the doors at Walmart yet, huh?
Oh man, that's what I told my wife today. Walked into fucking Walmart. Here, I'm gonna adjust my mic in case it makes any noise. I'm caressing it lovingly. Oh, baby. Aim it right at my face. I was talking to my wife. We went into Walmart. I was like, wow, the crazy bag lady that's a greeter at Walmart still has her job, but I got fired. Yay! I feel good. This is progress. They went with another direction with my department, and that other direction was me leaving the building. Forcefully, as it were.
Scapegoat.
Yeah. Oh, well. I sent one email too many with kind of a pissy undertone, and me got offended. And I'm over it. So, I was looking through some, because I've got nothing but free time to play on the internet, which I was doing a lot of.
All right.
I've got some great news stories, because I got a chance to sit through and pick and choose and kind of figure out what I wanted to go with. This one, it was, this couple was...
Wait a minute. You got fired?
Yeah, I got... You didn't notice?
That's shocking.
Just shocking.
Wow, I'm still in shock.
Mike got fired, news at film at 11.
Like last week, and I'm still...
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
This couple was hiking up a North Carolina mountain. Let's see. Let me start at the beginning.
North Carolina.
Let me start at the starting point. Okay. He never got a chance to pop the question. Richard Butler was hiking up a North Carolina mountain when girlfriend Bethany Lott, and an engagement ring in his pocket when lightning struck.
Wow.
God, baby, look how beautiful it is, Lott said at the said of the mountain vista just before the bolt hit her, like lightning actually struck.
Oh, Jesus.
Those turned out to be her last words.
Oh,
no shit. Butler, who was also hit, said everything went black, and when he opened his eyes again, she was laying a few feet away. He crawled to her. He told the Asheville Citizen Times newspaper and did CPR for probably 15 minutes. The whole time was...
Asheville Citizen Times?
Asheville. Yes.
Wow.
15 minutes of CPR, trying to reach somebody on the cell phone, couldn't reach him. Later, when the paramedics arrived, badly burned. This is, oh my God, Jesus. Like, if guys don't do this, shit like this, then your women will fucking, all the women right now are going to go, oh. Like we have women listeners. Later, when the paramedics arrived, a badly burned Butler used what remained of his strength to perform one last act of love, which I thought he fucked her.
Oh, my God.
That's where my brain went. That's Ash. Not what actually happened. He put the ring on her finger.
I was thinking that. That's
as the EMTs
were
loading
her in. That's the least you could do.
The obituaries list him as her fiancé, even though he never actually got to ask her the question. Isn't that fucked? I mean, like, were they scheduled to produce the Antichrist?
No, he didn't ask her, though.
I know, but, like...
She didn't say yes. She would have said no. I mean,
but were they destined to produce the Antichrist? And God just went, I'm putting the kibosh on that shit.
Jesus.
Maybe it was Glenn Beck. He was like, look, I can't have any competition. Oh, Dark Father, kill these two. Or at least one of them before they procreate and cause me to have competition.
Holy crap.
Yeah, ain't that some shit? I mean, do you sit around wondering, oh my God, I was going to ask her to marry me, and she fucking got electrocuted and died. She got hit by fucking lightning. God hates me. Jesus despises me. What did I do wrong?
That's a heavy
story. And if you ever meet somebody again, like, I bet that chick's just going to walk around going, God, don't propose to me. Don't propose to me. Don't propose to me. Don't propose to me. I don't want to die. You know, or he's going to constantly be like, if I propose to her and she dies, then I'm a fucking serial killer.
What was he got? Is that a picture of him right there?
Yeah, him with the red hair and her with the not so red hair.
Red hair.
Yeah, she's got like orange. Naturally red hair, and he's orange. Got orange. Yeah,
he's got that evil look.
Yeah, I know that they look like they might produce the Antichrist. I was funny, since I've been gone from work all week, you didn't get to notice the two zits that were forming on my head right where horns should be. It was fucking awesome. People kept staring at me all weird all week. It was fucking great. So that's the first story that I found. I could not believe that. Bethany Lott struck by lightning moments before boyfriend Richard Butler was about to propose.
Holy smokes.
God did it in North Carolina with a lightning bolt.
Is there a God? If there is, wow.
What a dick. Jeez. Here's another one. Juror conduct halts a sex trial. Because of what a juror did, or how he acted, sex trial was put on kibosh. A section, what is this? New Zealand. Fucking New Zealanders. Jesus, those people are fruitcakes. A sexual abuse trial was aborted. Really? That's the word you're going to go with? Not ended or stopped? You're going to go with a sexual abuse trial was aborted? That's fucking wrong. And I got this from the New Zealand Herald. .co.nz. A sexual abuse trial was aborted after a juror revealed he became aroused while listening to evidence from the alleged crime. So, wow. Some dude sitting in the jury box goes, and after you cut her throat, then what'd you do? Tell it to me slow. Tell it to me real slow. The elderly juror member, nice, so he was an old dude. Elderly jury member was one of the 12 people hearing a case in Auckland Court, Auckland, New Zealand, this week about the sexual abuse of two teenage girls. The Herald has been told the jury was sent home early on Monday after the man said he was distressed by what he heard during the first day of evidence. On Wednesday, Judge Mary Beth Sharp questioned the jurors about how they were coping. It is understood she was told the male juror had confided to his fellow jurors that he had been sexually aroused by the victim's evidence, but had coped on Tuesday by wearing a condom in the courtroom.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ! And then he beat me, and then he tied my hands with zip ties, and then he stuck a baseball bat in my crotch. And then he kicked me in the face. And then he stuck the lamp in my ass. And oh, may I be excused?
Didn't they teach this old guy the timeout signal for?
Yeah, no shit. Wait, hold on. Time. Holy shit! He stands up with a huge hard on. Just whoo, man. God damn. Jesus, can I show this to my wife? Maybe she'll get hot too. I haven't fucked in years. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, oh, she was sad. Two teenagers were telling the tale of their fucking horrible, brutal, like fucking ordeal.
Wow. Oh.
Goddamn, juror number 12 is fucking hunched over. I'm fucking pulling a peewee. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I didn't know the court would ever have to hire for spooge moppers. Oh, my God. Wow. That's just fucking wrong. And he was elderly. How old was he? Like 70? Like grandpa's whacking off to... And then he beat me in the face and he fisted me for an hour.
Oh my God.
Grandpa likes these stories, but Grandpa likes these stories when you tell them real slow.
So it was aborted.
Yes, the trial was aborted. They brought in a shop vac. And they aborted the trial.
They told the two girls not to tell your story to anyone else.
Yeah, especially old people in New Zealand. They start whacking off for the weirdest reasons. And then this one I absolutely love. This one's from digitaljournal.com. I found this. This was June 3rd, 2010. Priest wants church painting removed because the angels look gay.
Wow.
It says Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic.
My name what does is gay look like, though?
I don't know. A cock in the mouth? I'm pretty sure that's the universal gay look right there. Is, hey, does that guy have a dick in his mouth? I think he's gay.
It's like the little kid kneeled in front of the...
It's the Fresco page. Del Maestro Fresco del Maestro Roberto Flores. Whatever that means. It's in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. My name is Anu. I'm going to tell you, you kill my father, prepare to die. You know what I will say to him? I will say, hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. My angels do not look gay. Prepare to die. A Catholic priest at the Dominican Republic resort town wants to destroy artwork in his parish because the painting shows angels with a, quote-unquote, homosexual expression. This confuses the faithful, he argues. So it's not even whether or not you are gay, even if you just have to look gay.
Oh, wow. That's like the next step.
Yeah, so like beyond Casper gay. Van Diem ain't going to heaven, the dude from Starship Troopers, because he looks like a cocksucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look gay, any 14-year-old boy, pretty much, that's below 200 pounds, Justin Bieber, you look gay, going to hell. You just have to look gay. The painting named Allegory of the Virgin Carmen. Wow, really? Was concluded 12 years ago by Dominican artist Roberto Flores. Roberto. I got cotton mouth. I can't roll my R's. Roberto Flores. The artwork adorns the interior of the Church of Our Lady of Carmen. Where in the world is Our Lady of Carmen? Only like 3 people got that. In the mountain community of, wow, Jaraboca. An agricultural and tourist center located in the Dominican Republic. Priest Johnny Duran. Really? His fucking name is Johnny Duran? Does he walk around with a leather jacket with the collar popped up going, hey, welcome to church. My name's Johnny Duran. After the service today, I'll be jumping my motorcycle over shark-infested water. Oh! Really? His name is fucking Johnny Duran? Wasn't that the name of one of the characters in a fucking Patrick Swayze movie? Like a Roadhouse or some shit? In a world where paintings look gay, only one man decided to take a stand. Johnny Duran, as played by Patrick Swayze, you know, before he died. The priest Johnny Duran sparked the controversy surrounding the painting after promoting the adoption by the Jaraboca City Council of a resolution that revokes an earlier statement by the same council that designated the mural as a municipal heritage. That is the most roundabout, buttfuck, confusing sentence I have ever read. Did you catch that?
No.
The priest Johnny Duran, I just want to say that, hanging out with Donnie Darko and Donnie Brasco, you know, and Arthur, what the fuck was Fonzie's name? Fonzarelli. Wow, how fucking retarded am I today? Jesus Christ, Richie, stop sticking at my fucking mouth. You're making me stupid. The priest Johnny Duran sparked the controversy surrounding the painting after promoting the adoption by the Jaraboca City Council of a resolution that revokes an earlier statement by the same council that designated the mural as municipal heritage. What the fuck? That's some gobbledygook. Holy shit. So what they're saying in that sentence, let me break it down. Promoting the adoption by the Jaraboca City Council of a resolution. So they made a resolution that revokes an earlier statement. So the new resolution revoked a statement that the same council made that designated the mural as municipal heritage. So they're saying it's not municipal heritage anymore. Why don't you just fucking say that? Oh my god! Why don't you just say Johnny Duran sparked a controversy surrounding the painting after he endorsed the Jaraboca City Council's resolution that revoked it, the mural, as being municipal heritage. There we go. Look, it's easy. Anyway, explaining his reasons to revoke the previous decision and destroy the mural, the priest argues that the church congregation feels uncomfortable by the painting and that the mural does not inspire religious sentiment because the angels are depicted as having diabolical homosexual look on their faces. Wow, really? Diabolical? Like all gay people are fucking supervillains?
Diabolical. Like,
and soon my master plan will come to fruition. After I take over the world banks and convert it all into one world government, I'll finally be able to suck all the dicks I want. Diabolical homosexuals. Jesus, they're going to kill us all. Are you fucking kidding me? This guy wants to burn a painting because the angels look gay. They're angels. Don't they all look gay? Like, happy?
That's what I thought.
They're angels.
My first thought.
Aren't angels asexual?
Well, see, it's a male. Is that a male? Is that the picture right there?
Oh, I thought angels were asexual. They were neither male nor female. They were just
well, you know,
angels.
Some have long hair. Some have, you know, John Travolta played an angel, right?
Yeah, but he played
looks
like
gay.
A...
Whoops.
Well, it's not. It's like one of those pictures where Jesus' eyes move, and like, oh my God, Jesus keeps staring at me. It's so fucking weird. He follows me wherever my eyes go. What's going on? This painting is just like, wherever I move my head, it looks like he wants to suck my dick. The fuck is going on here? No matter what I do, no matter where I stand in the room, it always looks like he wants to suck my dick. I think that angel's gay. Go get your torches. We're going to burn the gay angel picture. Who painted that? What's wrong with you? Yeah, that's my news.
Oh,
I just thought that was fucking hilarious. I cannot believe that somebody wants to do away the fucking painting. A painting! Just because the angels look gay. Define looking gay. Define it for me. Show me something that looks gay. Other than a dude with another dude's dick in his mouth.
Yeah. Or what is he staring at?
Yeah.
So
what's on
the
showing the yeah, they show a face picture. On there. And if you want to look at it, you go to www. Well, you don't even... digitaljournal.com/article/292901. That's where you go to. digitaljournal.com/article/292901. And look at the picture of the angel. Now, okay, it just shows the angel's face and his hand, and he's looking up. Now, what's on the rest of the picture? Is he on his knees and there's a big cock over his head?
No, it's just some guy standing there bending over this way. He's looking at his butt.
No, he's checking out his butthole. Now, okay.
Okay, it could be that.
That could be diabolically gay. Or if it's like there's a dude standing with his fucking... What are you pointing at? Oh, I got a letter. I'm going to get Charles.
Email.
Hope you're done by then. Love you. Wow, we have your monster. If you ever want to see it again, pay $15,000. Or go down on me. I think this is from my wife. My wife or my mother-in-law. Can't tell. Time to pay the rent. I might have to do that. I don't have a job anymore. Wow, I might have to suck dick for money. Then they'll get rid of pictures of me because I look gay. But no, like back to this picture, man. Like if you could zoom this picture out, and there was like just like a dude with a giant hard on standing over the angel that was looking lovingly upwards, then yeah, maybe I might think it was gay. But I think I don't know, man. Doesn't Johnny Duran, isn't that like the gayest sounding name? Starring in Manhole Action 5, Johnny Duran. I suck dick for the Lord. Oh, Jesus. What the fuck is wrong with us? So I guess apparently my grandson's going to be here soon. So we may hear banging on the door and screaming and whatnot. So just ignore it. I'll try and edit that out of the podcast later. Like, Bertha, get your kids! I'm trying to record the podcast! God damn it! Fucking screaming at each other in the background. So that's all my news. All the news that's fit to print.
I got one piece of news over here.
You got a couple of them, man. You came fucking prepared.
This one is pretty funny. Let you read that for me, Mike.
And this is from the Chico Enterprise Retard / Mercury Register. Oh, no, this is Enron Record. No, wait. Enron Retard. The local paper. It's in briefs. Trapped drunk driver cracks a beer while waiting to be rescued. At New Zealand! Did you fucking see this? It's in New Zealand! It's the same dude that's diddling himself. He got kicked out of the jury, and he was driving home, and he had a beer. Trapped after flipping his car while drunk driving, a New Zealand man opened another beer as he waited to be rescued. Paul Nigel Sneddon. S-N-E-D-D-O-N. Sneddon.
Now, what's so funny about that, though? I mean...
What, then he was like, oh, fuck it.
Hey, stuck in your car. You're just probably, I don't know, no telling how long he's been sitting there. He's thirsty. He wants to drink another beer.
And 5 beers into it, he's like, oh, shit, I should probably call the cops.
Car's upside down. He's stuck in the...
How the fuck do you drink a beer upside down?
Stuck in his seatbelt, and the beers fell all around him. He just got to reach.
Maybe he just shotgunned him. Pleaded guilty to careless driving and drunken driving in the District Court of North Island City of Palmerston North. The Dominion Post newspaper reported Professor Snape, I'm going to call him that, failed to take a corner on June 1, crashed through a wooden barrier, flipped his car onto its roof, and then he drank a... Fuck, that man's talented!
Yes.
Holy crap, how many frat parties do you have to go to perfect that art? The newspaper quoted defense lawyer Peter Jung as telling the court when Sneddon found he could not open the doors, he had nothing else to do at that point, so he had another beer. Wow. When the police found him, trapped in a vehicle, his own breath alcohol level was 1,191 micrograms. What? Nearly three times the legal limit of 400 micrograms. Jesus, fucking metric system. Screw you! Prosecutors, Police Sergeant Ollie Outram. Oh, Ollie. Told the court, Sneddon. What is with these fucking names, dude? Like, the lawyer so far is the only one that's had the normal fucking name. We got fucking Mr. Sneddon and Mr. Outram. Told the court, Sneddon went on to a drinking bender after losing his job at a bakery. So those are my options. So that's what I get to do now. Flip my fucking car. Asked by an officer how much alcohol you consume, Sneddon replied, "Plenty! I've been drinking for 4 days straight." That's brilliant. Jesus goddamn Christ. Love that answer. Adding that he had just lost his job at a local bakery. Outram was quoted as saying, "He lost his job at a bakery." Oh, Christ. "I don't make minimum wage no more." Which is probably a good $2 an hour in New Zealand. Well, what do they pay you in Kiwis or some shit over there?
New Zealand.
One day's work for two fuzzy birds. Here you go, sir. What was that other one you had, that pooper scooper? Where'd that one go?
Pooper scooper?
Yeah, pooper scooper. One last news article, and then we'll get back to endlessly babbling about bullshit. This is, pooper scooper fines $58 in doggy do. This is why your mother said to wash your hands after handling money. An employee of Duty Calls Pet Waste Removal in St. Louis said he recently found $58 packed in dog poop. How did he find it?
How did he count it?
He just like, "This poop tastes funny. There's something weird in it. Hey, it's money."
Was it in dimes and nickels? And...
Okay, it was rolls of quarters and shit. How big was the dog? Steve Wilson said he sterilized the bills first, or sanitized the bills first. Thank you. That would be helpful. Instead, he just, you know, grabbed a couple of poop dollars and
tracked the number down on it.
Yeah, where has George been? Does that say a schnauzer's butthole? What the fuck? Wow. Sorry about if the levels get too high and we fuzz out. We're kind of like fucking getting a little loud today. See, after pulling it out of the cash and cleaning it, placed it in a plastic Ziploc bag and gave it back to the customer. Fuck that! I'll keep it! It's not my money! Association of Professional Animal Waste Specialists. Wow, the APAWS. Said Wilson is the first person in his profession to find and report money in dog poop. Nobody else reported it because they didn't want to get caught sifting through dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, and why exactly were you sifting through the dog shit?
I don't know. That's what I always do. My friend told me he found $10, so I just thought I'd try it.
My dog ate my stash one time. I had to follow him around for 3 days to get it back. Wow. But, you know, actually, you know, that reminded me of a story. I got all stupid there for a second. I've been, I don't know if anybody's following on Facebook, but I've been really hyping. I got a lot of uhs in me, so you're going to have to deal with it. I've been. I'm going to start saying, well. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying not to say, and they're coming more. They keep coming out of my mouth hard and fast. So, there is another podcast. See, that doesn't count. I said, I didn't say at the end. So.
There was a letter.
There's a podcast that I listen to called Buns and Weenies.
Yeah.
And it's we've promoted them on the show before with, Dick Gazinia. Mike Litteris, and God, I can never remember the other fucking guy's name. Dick Gazinia, Mike Litteris, and I can't remember the other guy's name. Now they're going to be pissed at me if they listen to this. Holy shit.
Now you gotta find
Phil McCracken. That's what it is. God damn it.
Oh, Phil.
Spit it out, Mike. Fucking Phil McCracken, Dick Gazinia, and Mike Litteris. They do this podcast. And of course, those are fucking fake names. I hope. But I've been talking back and forth with them, and they do a live podcast every now and again on Friday nights at bunsandweenies.com, BUNZWEANIES.com. I think I spelled weenies right. I don't know. I don't often write the word weenies. But I was listening to their live podcast last Friday, and it was fucking hilarious. They talked about...
they did it live?
Yeah, they do a live podcast every now and again. Nice. On their website, and you can fucking, there's a little thing where you can log in and chat with them.
Cool.
Or you can call them. I'm in the works with them to do a crossover episode. We'll start an episode with them on our show, and then we'll like go for like a while and then end it, and then the rest of the episode will be us on their show. You know what I'm saying? So cool. To hear the end of the episode, you'll have to download their show when it comes out and listen to us on there. Also, I'm going to try and call in whenever they have a live show and talk to them. They're pretty funny guys. Pretty much the same genre of podcast. Dick and fart jokes. But
they got a garage, though.
They were telling a story about... I'm going to officially call the game that they were talking about Doodoo Buck. And this is where this and the dog poop story comes together. Money and shit. I guess they're friends? What they used to do is they play a game that we're going to call Doodoo Buck. And what they do is they'd shit in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
That's a normal thing to do on a Friday night. But then they would go out into the public and take, like, money, paper money, and dip it in shit. And then slap it on the sidewalk, shit side down.
Yeah, geez.
And hang out and wait for somebody to come along and pick up the Doodoo Buck. Yeah.
Like bums or...
No, or anybody. Just like anybody. Go, oh, look, a door! So yeah, next time you fucking pick up money, dude, think about it.
Is anybody watching? Why is it there?
Yeah, dude, yeah. Because I used to go bum fishing. You ever do that? I never did the doo-doo buck thing, but we had a similar game called bum fishing, where we would take a fucking fishing pole and we'd take like whatever bill we had, dollar... $5, $10, $20. We used a $50 bill once, and then we would fucking clip the barbs and the hook and the all the pointy ends off of a fucking fish hook, and we'd stick it through a fucking the bill, and we'd bend it over so it was just a loop, and then we'd fucking put tape on it so that it was firmly attached. It wouldn't just rip off. We'd put a couple of weights on the end, and then we'd sit in the back of a truck with the engine running. And then we'd fucking cast a line near where homeless people congregated. And when they'd come walking up and go, oh, look, there's a fucking $20 bill. Like, you'd be... Zzz, 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 and get them to chase it towards you. And then when they get up to the back of the truck, you give them the fucking finger. Oh, fuck you! Boom! Drive off. One dude got the 50. He was quick as shit. He saw it skitter by him, and he was... up and on that motherfucker, like threw himself at it and landed on it. Oh, to where when I jerked it, it fucking rip, popped the little thing free. And so, yeah, that guy deserved the 50 bucks, dude. $50. He straight up fucking... Go ahead and drop my mic down a little bit. There we go. He straight up fucking tackled that son of a bitch. Man, did he get a hold of that fucker.
What's the doo-doo on the bottom of the bill? What's that proven? Just funny?
It's just funny, because... Either they notice it right then and there, they go, what the fuck is, ew, what the fuck is on this? Or they stick it in their pocket.
Oh, that's even worse.
And later on in the day, they go, yeah, I got a dollar. I'm going to go get some Starbucks or put it in a vending machine.
Look what I got.
Man, what the fuck? Fucking brilliant. Oh, fucking brilliant. Love it. Love every minute of it. You know, and everybody's like, oh my God, that's disgusting. That's so fucking wrong and blah, 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 blah. I don't care. That's funny. That's fucking funny because it didn't happen to me. That's why it's funny.
What would you do if it did happen to you, though?
If it did happen to me, I'd probably get pissed.
At who?
I just, you know.
You're at home. You go, hey, honey, look, I found this $50 bill.
I just.
Go, oh, my God.
I guess I just rage at nothing and be like, damn you!
Run straight to the store and try to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Get rid of it as fast as possible.
Oh,
dude. Have a case of Monster. What smells in here? Nothing. Just give me my product so I can leave. I gotta go. Quit fucking stalling. Take the 15. I gotta go. No, I don't want you to take it. I'm trying to see on my list. Let's see. Promoted Buns and Weenies. Talked about the crossover. Hey, we got the Skype/Uvu. We tested, and it fucking works great. So we can now have people, have guests from other parts of the world or other parts of the country. Or I need to say stuff that has more P's in it because I keep popping.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, where the... I don't know the... Fuck it. Yeah, we can have other people, so... everybody's heard a lot about Chad. We can get Chad. We're gonna get Chad on once we get schedules synced up and whatnot. we can get Ben on. We've heard a lot about Ben. We can get David back on. Of course, I don't know if he's smart enough to use Uvu because Sean's in Iraq and he's by himself. So he might
make a phone call.
He might be able to figure it out. So we can get those people on. And any listeners, feel free to email us if you want to fucking be on the show. If you've got some funny stories to tell. Send us an email at mailroommafia@gmail.com. Go ahead. See what else. Constantly promoting. Just to recap, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace. Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, MySpace. Yes. Twitter is Mailroom Mafia, of course, at Twitter. Tumblr is taking the short bus at .tumblr, or taking the short bus, yeah, .tumblr.com. Facebook, of course, is Mailroom Mafia. And MySpace is Mailroom Mafia. So they slide something else under there?
No.
You keep looking like they're sneaking his prison notes.
Just checking.
Like, the breakout happens at midnight.
What about that Colorado man that went on a solo trip to Pakistan to kill a
bin Laden? Oh, well, you didn't.
There's no story.
You didn't cut out the story.
This is a story. He's
an American, from what I can gather here, but it's an American construction worker has been detained in the mountains of Pakistan. Carrying sword, pistol, assigned police guard, is common for foreigners visiting remote parts of Pakistan. But that's all I got. Colorado man went on solo trip in Pakistan to kill Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Dude, what's the fucking bounty on his head, dude?
Isn't it probably
like millions? I'm surprised there isn't more people from the great volunteer state of Tennessee rushing over to fucking the Middle East. With quad runners and...
So that's what I'm saying.
Sawed off shotguns and shit. Yee-hee! We're going to go with some Bin Laden! They shoot everybody that fucking moves. He look like Bin Laden! That guy look like Bin Laden! They all look like Bin Laden!
Sooner or later. This guy actually grew a beard to look like him.
Oh, he tried to infiltrate? Yeah. The infidel tried to infiltrate! News at 11.
He had to drag a dialysis machine off the hill with him. Didn't understand.
He was on... Kidney dialysis?
No. Well, what other kind is it? Blood transfusion?
Yeah, he was in the process of... He was hooked up to a dialysis machine?
Yeah.
And he had to take it with him?
Yeah.
But he couldn't get a Sherpa to carry it or something? What the fuck?
No, they just go in once a month and do the dialysis thing.
So he had to carry it with him and then...
That was just a joke.
Okay, you were just fucking with me?
Yeah.
Okay, because
I think those machines are huge.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're fucking enormous. Wow, I'm gonna take my glasses off.
But yeah.
So just some dude, was he from Colorado?
Yeah.
Just some random fucker from Colorado went, I can catch Bin Laden. I'm going to go.
Well, he got all his information where he was hiding at online and stuff, you know. It's real simple to find out where he's at.
All I have to do is get over there and make a few phone calls, coordinate with Dog the Bounty Hunter and Boba Fett. We'll find him. He goes to... He's traveling incognito. I'd like to get a plane ticket to Afghanistan. Name, sir? Fett. Boba Fett. I need to see some ID. Can't. Left it in Bespin. Lost it. Somewhere in the carbonite chamber. Can't find it. How do you get that ID in your head? Like, wow, they can't find... I can find it. I know right where that motherfucker is. I Googled him on Google Maps. It shows right where he is. I just went on Google Maps and went Bin Laden. Little fucking arrow pointed. Like, he's right here. Hey, he was just logged on to a fucking chat room. Right there. That's where Bin Laden is. We found him on Google Maps. Wouldn't that be fucking stupid? We can't find bin Laden. Some dude's like, I just Googled him! And he's in Kandahar. He was apparently, you know, spotted at a fucking internet cafe. Get on it. That would be fucked up. Why didn't you tell us about this nifty thing called, what was it again? Google Maps? Ah, the wonders of the internet, will they never cease? The magic that is Google Maps. So, yeah, wow. Does anybody else feel like we shot our wad?
Sad story today. Can't believe those girls had to tell this story.
Well, that dude whacked off in the back. Oh, my God. Dude, if I am ever on jury duty, I'm gonna let one of the fucking other jurors know that I was sexually aroused during the cross-examination for a traffic...
Go to Kansas.
Like, traffic court. No, I'm gonna do something tax dispute or property fucking dispute or some shit.
In the people's court, you decide the outcome. Stop doing that.
I'm gonna do that, man. It's fucking, and just like, if I ever, I hope I get summoned to like jury duty for some random fuckhole case.
Like, Bill W. Smith is, you know, fucking,
contesting his fucking, traffic ticket, his fucking seatbelt ticket, and he decided to have a jury trial, which I'm pretty sure they don't do jury trials for.
You can, I mean, it's your right.
You can? You can have a jury trial? Oh, God.
I don't think it's for traffic.
I hope some jackhole has a jury trial for something stupid, and they call me, and I'd just be like, wow, I don't know about you guys, but I had a boner the entire time. When that judge started reading off the list of charges, I got a fucking wicked hard on. Holy shit. And then that lead prosecutor, man, he's a piece of work, huh? God damn, he's hot.
Oh, geez. What are they going to have to do to the case?
That Mike Ramsey? I'd like to fuck the shit out of that guy. God damn.
Oh,
geez.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, what was that, dude? You got to stop watching Family Guy. Oh, no. The fuck was that, Bruce? Oh, no. Mike's talking about fucking Mike Ramsey again. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm going to demand that you be kicked off our podcast and burned because you look gay. Oh, no.
I can't stop bringing me these stupid stories, dude. Coopers, come on.
Speaking of the drunk driver, though, I got another story to tell. Since I am no longer gainfully employed, guess what I don't have to worry about? Phone calls in the middle of the night. So guess what my wife and I are doing after we record this and I save it and everything's good. I'm going to edit it tomorrow. But after we're done here, I'm going to go get shit-faced.
Nice.
How metal is that shit? The last time I drank, like drank,
wow.
New Year's 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. That's when I saw a dude in a wheelchair get a lap dance from my wife. I'm pretty sure that dude didn't need to be in that wheelchair. I think he just wanted sympathy lap dances. Because, like, women just fucking, he, like, sat in the corner during New Year's.
In his did little... you say from your wife?
Yeah, from my wife, my sister-in-law, and every other woman in a five-foot radius.
They gave him a lap dance.
Yeah, they were like, look, let's go dance for the guy that sat in a wheelchair. And I'm like, oh, what a fucking racket.
You know anybody that owns a wheelchair?
Yeah, no, yeah, actually, I do.
All right.
Plus, I told my wife, I said, next time I come to the fucking bar on New Year's, I'm going to fucking bring a wheelchair. Okay. But, to make it even better, I'm going to put a counterweight on the back, and I'm going to weld a stripper pole to the front of the wheelchair. Because this dude was just like, I'm going to sit in the corner all sad and alone at a bar on New Year's Eve in my wheelchair. What's going on? Oh, these girls are giving me lap dances. Oh, I'm embarrassed. You fucking liar. I know, you were like calling your
setup.
You were calling your fucking friends.
You know, he walked out to his car.
You're calling your friends with fucking horrible disabled, like, hey, can I borrow your spare wheelchair? I mean, you're not going to use it. I mean, I know it's New Year's, but, you know, you're fucking disabled. You're not going to go anywhere. Can I borrow your wheelchair for like 2-3 hours? Because I think I can get some pussy out of this deal. I mean, I'd take you with me, but you're kind of a cock blocker and you can't get it up anyway. So, you know, what do you need to go for? I'll bring you back pictures. I think it was a fucking racket. I don't think that dude...
Nice.
Yeah, I think it was a fucking racket. Right. But yeah, we're going to go out and get shit-faced. Okay. Well, maybe shit-faced. I don't know.
I cannot drink at all.
I haven't been drunk in so long. I don't really like being drunk. Last time I drank, I got my first hangover. And that was horrible.
I'm afraid I'll lose my job if I drink.
Fuck. Horrible. What's the weekends?
If I get a DUI or something.
Let's take a cab. You don't have any designated drivers?
Are you kidding me? You know how fun it is to drive when you've been drinking?
And you flip your car and you can have another beer while you wait. This is awesome. This is why I keep beers in my car in case I flip it. Killing time. I'm, you know, playing Tetris on my iPhone and drinking a beer while I'm upside down. Dude, speaking of the iPhone, you hear about all the problems on the fucking the new iPhone?
No, what is it?
Holy shit. This is why you never buy first generation of anything. Ever. Ever. I don't give a fuck how cool it is. You never buy first generation. Ever. Okay? Because it's buggy as shit. You're unpaid beta testers when you buy Gen 1 crap. You are an unfucking paid beta tester. You're like, well, here's a problem. I'm going to call Apple and report it. And like, here's that problem. Thanks for telling us about the problem. We're going to fix it in the next generation. You just did a dude's job, and we didn't have to fucking pay you for it.
Wow.
So they're having all these problems. I guess, like, the fucking... Where's my iPod Touch? Which is a third generation, by the way. The frame around... The metal frame around the iPhone is the antenna. So when you pick it up and hold it, it kills your signal. Yeah. And that's kind of a big deal with a fucking... A phone! The whole purpose of this fucking thing is a phone! And so you pick it up and you hold on to the fucking metal, and it kills your fucking signal. And so I guess Steve Jobs, the guy that owns Apple and shit, is just like, oh, it's no big deal. No big deal? It's a big fucking deal. God damn it. You can't make phone calls with your phone. It'd be different if you're like, oh, you can't make phone calls with your toaster. Well, no shit, it's a toaster. You can't make phone calls with your phone. Your fucking $500 phone. That you can't make phone calls with that you stood in line at Best Buy for 19 hours for. And it doesn't make phone calls. I'd be chucking it at people's heads. And they're like, well, we're going to make a little bumper thingy so you're not making direct contact with the fucking metal. So, you know, that... Oh, God, sorry about that. So that won't, you know, cut out your reception. And I guarantee you, the little fucking rubber baby buggy bumper that's going to fucking make you get good reception, $30. I fucking guarantee it. It's going to be like a phone condom.
What a scam.
$30. It's not like they're going to go, okay, everybody that calls and says you don't get reception, or anybody, just anybody that bought a Gen 1 iPhone 4, we're going to go ahead and just, since we got of your information, because most of you were smart enough to insure the motherfucker when you bought it, we're going to go ahead and just send you one for free.
And that would cost them money.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. Jesus fucking Christ. That's why you never, never, never. Ever, 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 ever buy Gen 1 shit. Fuck Gen 1 shit. Wait for Gen 3 at the latest, Gen 2 at the earliest. You know?
Does that even look like the iPod?
The iPad? Everything. New technology? Never buy Gen 1. It is the buggiest piece of shit. You know? Because they're in a rush to get the product out there before somebody comes out with a better version. I'm saying, so they're just in a rush to get the fucking product out there. So they put out a half-finished buggy piece of shit. And they're like, eh, you know, the people that pay $600 to buy number one, just to say, look, I bought it when it first came out. I got one. Da-da-da. You know, it doesn't work, but I got one. You know, we'll let them find all the bugs. And then call us and scream and blah, blah, blah. And then we'll fix them. And then we'll apologize profusely and charge them to fucking upgrade their service so they no longer have a fucking problem and blah, 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 blah. Fuck that shit.
Good advice.
I'll never, ever. Yes, that's our nerd tech advice. Of course, most good nerds know that. You never buy Gen 1. But for some reason, with the iPhone, iPad, iPod, people just go gonzo fucking stupid. They're just like, I don't care if it's Gen 1, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it now. It doesn't work. What's going on? You paid $600 for something. It better motherfucking work. The second I pull it out of the package. Better do everything the instructions say it'll fucking do, or I'm going to beanie upside the head with it, and I want my money back.
Wow. This podcast is turning me on.
Oh, That is right there in my list of greatest things to fucking do behind a closed door when you're living at home with mom and dad. Greatest noises to make. I'm going to see if I don't have any more liquid. See if I can make the other noise. No, I ain't got enough liquid. You make the fucking the water bong noise, like take a drink of something and fucking keep it in your mouth and fucking suck through it with a liquid in your mouth and it makes that Jesus. Bong noise. That's another good one to make behind the door when your parents are fucking, you know they're eavesdropping. Like you just get that feeling like, my parents are fucking outside the door listening to me, aren't you? You make the bong noise. And I did that to fucking my biological sperm donny father a couple of times. He, God damn it, what are you doing in there? I'm drinking soda, what the fuck? And then my other favorite one is when you know they're fucking eavesdropping. Like they're outside the window doing yard work in the same spot for 5 minutes listening to you on the phone.
Wow.
You start just going. While you're watching like fucking Barney or something. I love you. You love me. This has quickly become the whack-off episode.
All right, wow. Mate.
Quickly become the fucking masturbation noise episode. Oh, so I found a great video on the internet. I was looking into auto-tuning stuff. I know auto-tunes is stupid and everybody fucking hates it, but there's some shit in this planet that is funnier auto-tuned. And I think I found the greatest one. It's, let me see if I can find it on the internet to show you. I'll reach over and turn on my monitor. I got bored one day, actually last night, and I went on the old intranet, the ultranet, the thing that is amazing, and I went AUTOTUNEPORN.
Whoa.
Auto-tune porn.
Really?
There it is right there. I don't know how loud, if we can get this on here.
Is this a song?
No, it's a dude talking about how him and his friends were approached at a mini mart about a guy like, hey, brother, you want to buy some DVDs with some bitches getting some shit on and some fucking porn movies? And the dude was like, dude, is that called auto-tune porn? And so he bought it, because who wouldn't? You know what I'm saying? Let me see if you can hear this on the podcast.
And this dude trying to sell us like an X-rated DVD. So he put it in, and it's called Auto-Tune Porn. So I'm not going to show y'all the picture, but we're going to let y'all hear it. Hey, this is crazy. Auto-Tune Porn, right? That's what I hear about, like.
And that is just a funny. I wish they had played more, because that would have been fucking great. That would have been awesome. Maybe I should keep my microphone like this, because then I don't get as loud. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm just going to keep my microphone right here. But, yeah, if anybody wants to look at that, go to Google, type in auto-tune, all one word, porn. And it's the first link that's on there. It takes a special kind of customer to buy a DVD called auto-tune porn. That is one of the funniest things I've ever auto-tuned so far. And it's www.poetv.com/video.php?vid=68803. But yeah, easier. Just go to Google, type in auto-tune porn. It should be the first link you see there. Or there's some YouTube. You can go to YouTube. And it's if you see a black dude wearing a red hat sitting in a car, that's it. And it's fucking hilarious. I absolutely love it. I laugh my ass off. So actually, I put on there that I was going to auto-tune my own porn. Not me in porn, but like get a porn and then auto-tune it.
Someone beat you too.
No, well, yeah, on top of that, Jose had a better suggestion. He said, take the love of making things stupid with auto-tunes and combine it with your love of nerdiness and auto-tune Star Wars. Or auto-tune Star Trek. So I'm going to fuck around with auto-tune. And I'm going to try and auto-tune Star Wars or Star Trek. Try and do something funny with it. I don't know. I get bored because I don't have a fucking job right now. And nobody's calling me back on any interviews. I fucking put in an application at a customer service place. And I don't know. I've heard good things about the company. They pay well, this, that, and the other. But did you really see me answering phones and, hello, how can I help you today, sir? Great. Good. That's awesome. Everybody says I should do tech support and shit. Like, okay, sir, we're going to want to start with, is your computer turned on? It is? All right. Good. Awesome. Let's go on from there. Now, what is it you're trying to do? You're trying to get on the internet. Do you have an internet service provider? What is that? That is a person that you call and say, if I give you money, will you hook me up to the internet? No, you haven't done that? Okay, that's why you can't get on the internet, sir. It's because you don't have an ISP.
The Pac-Man Google.
Thank you, come again. Or, you know, what's your question today, sir? Okay, you're having problems. Now, is your computer turned on? You have a typewriter. Okay, that would be your problem. Can you imagine me staking stupid calls? Like, okay, sir, and your problem...
How many does it take for you to just blow up?
Your problem today is the fact that you're a fucking moron. Yeah, isn't that awesome? That's super good. Okay, what we're going to do, you're going to want to take your computer and you're going to want to unplug it. Okay, and then do you live in a house or an apartment? Okay, you live in an apartment. Okay, what are you on the bottom floor? You're on the third floor. Good, good, good. Okay, well, what I want you to do is I want you to take that computer that you've unplugged. I want you to walk over to your window. You have a window looking outside? Okay, great. That's odd. Good, sir. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to take that computer. I want you to go and open that window. And I want you to set it on the window ledge and kick it off. Because you, sir, are too stupid to own a computer. And I don't want you to ever call me again with a computer question. So if you could just go ahead and kick that computer out of your window on the third, sixth story, whatever the fuck it was you said you lived on, that would be super awesome. Okay, have a nice day. Thank you for calling Hewlett Packard. Go fuck yourself. That's why I don't do customer service.
Okay. Customer service.
Yes. The key, I would put the cuss in customer service. You like what I did there? That little fancy wordplay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, we're at 57 minutes and 2 seconds, but actually it's going to be more on that because we have a little, for you, because we have a little intro thingy. I might go with a little Aretha Franklin to go with my intro. So, we're coming up on 1 hour. I'm going to go ahead and kill this because the terror that is the grandson will be coming over soon. So, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. And good to see you again, Donald. Haven't seen you most of the fucking week.
Yeah. So, we can take a vacation. We'll see you later on.
And yeah, I'll keep you updated on the job hunt progress. And I don't know, if anybody's got any suggestions for industries out there, email them to me. Here's a list of don'ts. Stripper, hooker, or elderly bather. People that wash the elderly.
LVN, yeah.
Yes, because I'd make a terrible stripper.
Might turn you on.
When I couldn't be a hooker because when I was single, I couldn't even get people. I don't know how I could get people to pay for what I couldn't even give away. And I don't want to bathe old people because I might end up aroused in a jury. So, later. Bye, everybody. I'm clicking stop now. I swear to God, I'm clicking.